Amendment number 20 in the place of the gentleman from Arkansas, Mr. Crawford.
Without objection.
My amendment would amend the energy title and adds an additional factor for the secretary to consider when selecting BCAP project areas. The intent is to give USDA the flexibility to protect BCAP funding that's already been invested and to ensure that these existing projects are given proper support. The worst thing we could do to a project that has benefited and been a part of the BCAP program is to pull the funding from it before it's had a chance to establish itself. The section of the law I'd like to amend sets out factors that the secretary shall consider, but no one factor mandates certain action by the secretary. This amendment doesn't alter that fact, and it doesn't mandate a particular result. So the future of the developing energy crop industry is heavily dependent on the support of our farmers. And after only 1 year of BCAP funding, success stories are quickly spreading throughout the country from farm to farm, and both education and enthusiasm for energy crops is rapidly growing. If an existing project is left without funding and left to struggle before reaching maturity or a critical mass of acres, the farming community will view the biomass industry as a waste of resources. That's not the result that we want. Biomass is a critical tool to the U.S. in meeting our goals of energy security. This can only be done with our strongest asset, our farmers. So with that, this amendment is certainly necessary to give USDA the tools that they need to ensure the success of our farmers, give consistent funding to projects that are just getting off the ground, and the intent of the BCAP program will be met through the adoption of this amendment, and I urge your support. And with that, I will yield back.
Gentlelady yields back. Others seeking recognition to speak on the amendment? Anyone else? Chair recognizes the ranking member for...
Chairman, I move to strike last word.
Member, recognize for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if I know enough about this, but this BCAP program was my idea way back when, and it got all screwed up by the lumber people, and they ripped it off for about $700 million, and the whole thing kind of fell apart because of it, you know. And I don't know, apparently they're not doing a good job of administering what's left of it. I'm not sure. So it says that the recompeting project areas are causing confusion for farmers and facilities. But I don't have a lot of confidence in because of the way the whole damn thing has been run in the first place. So I'm not sure
if I'm for this. Would the gentleman yield?
I'll yield.
Well, you're correct. Current regulations dictate that the assessment of other projects to ensure crop diversity, and this does have the ill-advised effect of pulling the plug on existing projects that could be performing very well but are not yet mature enough to stand on their own 2 feet. So you're right. It does get diluted and watered down and diverted into different areas before and pulls the support away from projects that it was originally intended to do that. This would ensure that projects that are chosen, that they're considered by the secretary to, if they've already received funding, to continue that investment until they get on their feet.
Well, that's good if that's what happens. But the idea back when we started this was we were going to have 5 years, we were going to have people grow this switchgrass and algae and whatever else that people thought they could make fuel out of, and we were going to find out if it actually worked in the real world. Well, nothing happened. We didn't learn anything. We just spent $700 million on transporting lumber that was already being done before, and we didn't accomplish a damn thing out of it. You know, now maybe... You know, maybe they're going to get their act together, but I guess I'm just complaining.
Gentlemen, yield back?
I'll yield back.
Gentlemen, yields back with the ranking member's ringing endorsement of the underlying program. Is there anyone else who seeks recognition to speak on this issue? That gentleman from California.
Ask the young lady, is there an actual cost, or what is the actual cost that could be implemented here?
There is no actual cost to the program. This is just giving the secretary another factor to look at when they're considering dedicating funds to a project.
And is it continuation of funding that's already been done already?
It is continuation of funding that has already been allocated to the program.
So that's an area that we could save and be cost effective if it hasn't been proven to be effective in the past?
I would say every single part of government should be assessed on its merits and its results.
So if we want to be fiscal responsible, then this is one area that we should consider as well.
based on valid assessments by people that look at results.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Jim and Yoback. Jim and Roseback. Anyone else want to speak on the amendment? Seeing no one, the vote then is on the amendment from Mr. Crawford. All those in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the ayes have it. The amendment is adopted, and the amendment is adopted.